Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary life.
This is Gary. I'm your host. Welcome to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. If you're new here, keep in mind, we're here every week, day, night, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, and every night, we have a different topic, but you can be sure of one thing. At this station, when we review a topic that affects our lives, and all of these topics do directly or indirectly affect our lives, you can be sure that we're going to address these topics from a revolutionary point of view. And I hope you're ready. Tonight, our topic is on security. In fact, our title is Security, Privacy, Secrets, Safes, Passwords, Locks, and the like, Cameras, and the rest. Is it really secure? We're going to talk about that. This is going to be a good presentation because a lot of us are interested in our privacy. A lot of us are interested in knowing whether we are being listened to, watched, surveilled every moment. We want to know if our secrets are really secret. We want to know if our passwords are really hidden. We're going to talk about that tonight. Everything from blockchain to wrought iron. We're going to talk about that tonight. Are you secure in your papers and person and property? Well, maybe you think you are. Maybe you are. That's a good point. I want to thank you for listening in tonight, guys. Tonight, we're going to talk about security. We're going to talk about your privacy. We want to talk about, we're going to see if anything is really private. But you tell me, when we get through tonight, you might change your mind about what it actually is private and what isn't. But we'll see. We're here every weekday night, guys, and all of our shows are archived. Save this is a call-in show. I devote part of the show strictly for you. I call it your time to shine. So I'm going to announce that call-in period, that call-in time. At that point, I'll give out our phone number, and that phone number should be available right on our site. If you're on the site now, you should be able, watching this program, you should be able to see that call-in number. Also, I'll have my chat room open. So if you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can put them in the chat. All right. Thirdly, all of our programs are archived. So if you can't stick around for the full presentation, you can always pick in an hour from now, this presentation will be available on demand. And if you'll stroll down our site, you'll see that all of our previous presentations are in that on demand section. And so you can listen to presentations farther back than for years, actually. We've been around a while. I want to thank you again for listening in. I'm going to give you a little music, guys. When I come back, we're going to get down and dirty. We're going to look at the revolutionary. What is revolutionary about your privacy? Are you really secure? We'll find out. I'll be right back. you're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, our topic is going to be about privacy. It's going to be about security. It's going to be about surveillance. It's going to be about are you protected? Are your secrets really secret? Are your secrets really secret, in other words? And so just to address that tonight, I wanted to address that tonight because, for one thing, someone asked me in a forum if our phones were listening to us. They said, do our telephones listen to us when we're not when we don't know it? And so I thought I'd do this little presentation because I bet you a lot of people probably had that question about technology in their homes. You got Alexa, you got Google, you got voice activated things in your house. And so let's start with that. And the bottom line on that is that if you have any technology in your home or on you that is voice activated, anything, Siri, Cortana, anything that has a microphone, your cell phone as well, right? That little Alexa box you got, your remote control, it's even got some of these new remote controls even got voice activation on them. Anything that you can give a voice command to and it will execute that command is listening. It's listening. How else could you say, Alexa, show me some movies? How else can you say, Siri, tell me a joke? It has to be listening to be to be able to take your command, doesn't it? So every microphone equipped, voice activated tool, tech that you own listens to you, listens for your voice, for you as well. And so, open and shut on whether your phone and all these other things, the devices are listening to you, of course they are. How can they possibly respond to you if they're not sitting there waiting for you to, for you to activate them by your voice? They are voice activated. And if you think for a minute you are the only one that can activate your microphone, if you think for a minute you are the only one that can activate your camera on your computer or on your laptop or on your cell phone, if you think you have, let's just straighten this out, guys. All your devices have microphones and cameras, audio visual, visual ability, and an audio listening ability, an audio capability. If those things are voice activated and you believe that they only respond to your tap or your voice to turn them on, to get them ready to listen, to prepare them to take your commands verbally, if you think you have the sole power to cut them on and cut them off, you got another thing coming. Like my mom used to say, you got another thing coming. If you think you can get away with that, you got another thing coming. What she meant was, you better think again. because that tap on your phone, on that microphone icon, is not controlled solely by you. It can't be. And I'll tell you why. That camera on your laptop is supposed to only come on and off when you tell it to, right? No. That Alexa box that you got, that Siri or Google or whatever box you got in your house that you can yell across the room, Alexa, how's the weather today? If you think you have the sole power to turn these voice-activated devices on and off, you got another thing coming. Your laptop camera is so vulnerable. If you have the power on your computer, unless you have that thing unplugged from the wall, and that's not good enough because your laptop is battery operated, so it's still got power. Unless you have the power totally removed from that device, if that device is powered, vulnerable, and all, especially, this is not a password. This is not something special that you've devised to turn your devices on and off. All we're talking about is a tap by a finger to turn the mic on your phone, on your Google search, or your voice recorder, or whatever little microphone icon you have. You didn't set up anything special to turn that on and off. You tapped it. A tap, ladies and gentlemen, is not private. Your camera on your laptop. If you think you have the sole ability to turn that camera on and off while your laptop is powered up, battery or plugged in, doesn't matter, and online, we got to talk. I'm going to get to being online. That's a whole nother issue. An issue that didn't used to exist, but it exists today, then that camera can be turned on without your help, without your knowledge. That's right. If you have a surveillance system in your home for intruders, in case you're gone, you can catch them on camera approaching your door or in your house. Because you got cameras in the house. If you think that you're the only one that can monitor those cameras, and you got another thing coming. The security system that you paid for that has cameras all around your house, you don't. And nobody promises you in any paperwork that you sign when you install this equipment that you have the sole ability to flip those cameras on and to flip those cameras off. In fact, some of those cameras have the ability to come on in your house through motion. Some of them are motion activated in your house or in your business. You know you have motion sensors in your house? You know a motion sensor detects any movement in the air that in your place? There may be somebody in your house. If they make a move, that motion sensor may pick up their movement and send an electric signal out that somebody is moving around in there. It can detect movement with that electric signal that it sends out when it detects movement. Can turn your cameras on. It can turn your alarms. It can make an alarm. It can make a beep, beep, beep alarm. Okay, so let me just say one more time. If you have a listening device if you have a voice-activated device. One, you don't have the sole ability to turn that on thing on and off, and no company will guarantee you that you are the only one power to activate your microphone or deactivate it on your phone, on your computer, on any device you have that's voice activated. If you have an Alexa box in your house, Alexa, or you have Siri, or you have that Google box, well, all you have to do is ask it a question from across the room. It's listening, of course, or it could not activate based on your voice if it was not listening. How do you activate Alexa, that little voice-operated device in your home that you can talk to from across the room with your voice? If you can activate, if you can turn it on and off with your voice, then it's listening. It has to be, or it wouldn't hear you when you say Alexa. It can't say yes. How can I help you today? When you say Cortana, when you, whatever those devices are you have in your house that you can talk to from across the room, in order for them to act, to be voice activated, they need to be listening for your voice all the time. So yes, I told that person who asked me if their phone was listening to them, I told them not only your phone, anything in your house that is voice activated must be listening to you, has the capability, if it's not on even, it has the capability to listen to you if turned on. And then I told you, no company will guarantee you that you have the sole ability to turn those devices on and off. They will not promise you that you are the only one who could activate your mic, who can activate your camera, who can activate your Alexa. They won't tell you that, okay, so nobody else can turn your camera on in that house. Nobody else can turn the camera on your laptop except you. They won't respond to anybody but you. They will not guarantee you that, because that would be a lie. Forget about it. If you have a voice-activated device, it's listening to you, and you ain't the only one that can start it listening and stop it listening. Ask any company that installs these devices if they will only listen for you. Or if it will only come on for you when your voice is mentioned. They will not guarantee you that, because they can't. So you're being listened to. Don't worry about it. You are. Don't ask about it. You are. Assume you are. The internet has changed a great deal, guys. And some of us didn't even notice the change. When I come back, I want to talk to you just a little bit about the new internet that changed right under your nose. I don't even know if you noticed. I'll be right back. I'm going to give you a little music. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life is right here on Blog Talk Radio every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to welcome everybody who's listening in. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, on Revolutionary Life, we're talking about your safety, your security, your privacy. And before I left here, I told you, somebody asked me, is my phone listening to me? So I did this presentation, and what I just spoke about was the fact that anything in your house, anything in your possession that is voice activated must be listening to do its job. Anything in your house that is voice activated, that is listening for you to ask it a question, has the ability to be turned on and off by someone or something other than you. That's a fact. So if you have surveillance cameras around your house, in your house, you have a security system, you know, an ADT or some kind of security system for your business, et cetera, your home. If you have a cell phone in your pocket with a microphone attached to it and a camera, if you have a laptop with a microphone built in and a camera, you don't have the sole ability, and no company who installs these things would give that to you as a guarantee. You don't have the sole ability to turn those things, those devices, on and off. No, you don't. The internet. There used to be a time, guys, when the internet first came out, a lot of people thought it was just a fad, just something nerds were doing. I was one of them. You know, my major was IT. Well, even before IT, I was already busting open Macs. They wouldn't, you know, Macintosh was set up, a Macintosh computer was Apple computer, personal, first, one of Apple's first computer. I was already using MS-DOS. That's Microsoft. And at one point, you could go to a grocery store and get an AOL, America Online, if you remember that company. You could get a disk free of charge. They'd be laying around. They were all over the place. They were on every counter and most of your convenience stores to your grocery stores. And you could pop that disk into your computer and you could go online free of charge. You like you didn't have an internet service provider. AOL was your free internet. It didn't cost you a dime to get online. You don't remember that. If you're too young, you don't remember that at all. You know what? You used to have to dial into the internet. The old AOL system was attached to your phone and your telephone system in your home. And it was kind of like a fax machine. It would dial a number. Beep, 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 beep. And then you would hear this noise. As it's what they call handshaking with the main computer. And that handshake had a sound. So the phone would dial, beep, 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 beep. And then you'd hear the handshake, beep, click, and you know you were online. Now, today, when you turn your computer on, period, and most people never turn them off, by the way. When you turn your cell phone on, period, just power it on. And most people never power it off, by the way. It automatically hooks up to your internet service provider. It don't ask you, would you like to go onto the internet? It don't ask you, put in a password and username if you'd like to connect to the internet. It doesn't ask you anything. When you turn your computer on, when you turn your cell phone on, as long as those two things are powered up and you have an internet service provider, you online, baby. Boom, just like that. You don't have a choice. And you can turn it off. You can disconnect by removing the cords or the going into airport mode or something and removing that. Cutting off your wireless connection, disabling your wireless connection or your wired connection. If you don't disable these things, they hook up automatically. And when you go to sleep tonight, and you cut your, and you let your computer go to sleep, and they advise you to do that. By the way, I used to do a lot of computer repair. Even when I was in college, I made money repairing computers for students who didn't know what they were doing and training them on giving them some tips and all that kind of thing. And one of the tips is that you put your computer through too much work when you power it off and then power it on every day. The suggestion is that you merely put it to sleep. You hit the sleep button, not the power off button. They suggest you don't turn it off, as a matter of fact. Bottom line, they'd like for you to always stay connected. And for those of you who don't know this is going on, there's some computer guy folks out there that know all about this stuff. There's something called background services. Your cell phone has them. Your computer has them. And as long as you're hooked to the internet, them background services are running in the background. That means you don't see them running. That means you don't know they're running. That means they're running with or without your permission. The computer is handling its business without waiting on one command from you. And if you don't power your computer off completely, it's always on the internet now. There's no question about it, whether you're on the internet. If you paid your bill and you have an internet service provider, when you wake your computer up, because nobody powers it off these days, when you wake your phone up, because nobody actually cuts their phone off, power it off, you just sit it down, let it go to sleep. But it's still powered. You understand? And so, the internet has changed, baby. You don't have to dial in like you did AOL to get on the internet. Oh, no. You are on the internet. And if you don't know it, somebody else does, like your internet service provider. Comcast knows when you log in, if you're logged in. In fact, they will give you the option to keep. You'll see a little note down at the bottom with a box that says, keep me logged in. Yes, you will. So you online, baby, all the time, automatically. Don't forget about that. Don't get the impression because your screen went black, because you hadn't touched it, and so a screensaver popped up, used to pop up, and it just went to sleep, hibernated or whatever. but it's still on, baby. And in the background, it's doing some things that you don't even know. I can tell you how to go watch what it's doing. I can tell you how to go in there, use your task manager or whatever, to get back there in that background and see what's going on. I can tell you what programs immediately activate the moment you log into your computer. They're called startup programs. They start up with or without you. You can cut them off if you know what you're doing. If you don't, they start up anyway. They're ready when you are and when you're not. And so I want you to keep in mind, because this ain't about being scared. This ain't about being fearful. But I want you to understand something about your security. I want you to understand something about your privacy. You never had it. I want you to understand something about your secrets and your secrecy. If you thought you had it, you got another thing coming. And we ain't even got started yet. I want you to think about that. When I come back, guys, I want to talk to you about your privacy, about your secrecy. I'd like to explain more to you about your passwords and things like that, but I think you get the message. But they've introduced something called blockchain now, and I want to talk to you about that. I'll be right back. I'm going to give you a little music. I will be right back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every week, day, night. Don't forget that. We're here from Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, we're talking about your privacy. Tonight, we're talking about your secrets. Can you keep them? Can you be private in your person and possession? Let's see how secure you are, guys. I told you already that you're on the internet now. And you will be until you power off your devices, and you don't. Or you set your phone down and the screen goes black. Or you walk away from your computer and the screen goes black. It goes to sleep. But it's on, baby. And it's got background services. That means something in the background is handling this business with or without you. You don't dial into the internet anymore. It comes on. It's on. And they ask you, would you like to stay connected? Would you like to stay signed in? Would you like for us to remember your password? Here's the thing about your password, guys. You ain't the only one who has possession of your password. I don't care how good it is. I don't care if you let the computer generate it for you. I don't care how obscure you think your password is because you got hash marks and slash marks and all that good stuff. Somebody else has your password. Of course they do. How could they possibly verify your password if they don't know it already? Come on now. If you put in the wrong password, you can't get in, right? So who knows what's the right password and the wrong password besides you? Somebody do. Because they have to verify that you just put in the correct password. So they must have your password to be able to compare it to what you just typed in and say, well, that's not it. If they can tell you that's not your password, then they know what your password is. You don't hear me? You ain't the only person who knows your password. Forget about it. In fact, most logins require you they put in a username and password. And I don't give a damn if you put in the correct password. If it doesn't match the username, I don't care if you put in the correct username. If it doesn't match the password, they still won't let you in. And so they not only know your password, they not only know your username, they know what combination goes together. Username, password combination must go together to unlock the site, to get you logged in. You got to have both right. And so they have to verify that both are right. How can they verify if they don't know what the true password and username combination is already? And then when you tell them to save your password, boom. You just said, let's hold this password together, me and you, buddy. Me and you, computer, internet service provider. Me and you, search engine. Me and you, program, application. Me and you. I don't care how many applications you got. If you got a login, you in that application, at least you in that application, knows what your password is. How else could it verify it? I hope you hear me on this, guys, because some of us think that there's got to be somewhere, someplace, sometime when we can be private, when we can be secure. We come up with the best password we can think of. And we think we are the only one who knows that password. Well, you might be the only one in the room who knows that password, but you ain't the only one by a long shot. The application, I don't care if it's a game. I don't care if it's your search engine. I don't care if it's your browser or just your computer login, your software login, your operating system login that comes up as soon as you go in and your computer comes up. In order to verify you, they have to know what your correct password is. Even if you don't know, even if you've forgotten. And that's my next thing. There's two kinds of security, guys. There's defensive security, secrecy, secret passwords, secret handshakes, that kind of thing. And then there's offensive security. Offensive security sometimes is just as good as defensive security. Defensive, you don't give out your password. You don't give out your information. You keep it all undercover, secret, hidden, et cetera, you think. And offensive security is you give whoever's listening, whoever's trying to get your password or your secret information, you throw more information at them than they can handle. Now, your password might be in that bundle of information you just threw at them, but there's so much information, they don't know which way to find. They can't dig through everything you just threw at them to find it. It's just too much work. And that brings us to blockchain. Cryptocurrency uses blockchain. Banks use blockchain. Blockchain is an open, what's called an open ledger, an open book of accounts. Not private. It's not closed. Your book of accounts, your purchases and your deposits and your wallet, where you keep your money, how much money you got in it. That's a ledger where you write down your accounts receivable and your liabilities like an accountant would. That ledger that keeps your accounts, how much you got, how much you spent, how much you got left, all that good stuff, is open. In fact, the name of it is an open ledger. They call it an open book, an open ledger of your accounts. Wide open. You know, if somebody look over your shoulder and you're writing down your money and you're making, you're adding up how much money you got and how much you spent and your accounts and your assets and your liabilities, you can close the book so they can't peep over your shoulder. An open ledger doesn't close. It stays open. Now, the thing is this is offensive security. Your blockchain is offensive security. Yes, your password, all your information is open. But in order to get that information for a hacker or someone, they would have to have the computing power of a nation, maybe even more. It's so much data, and it takes so much time to find your particular password in a blockchain setup that it's just not worth it to look for it. And most people don't own a computer capable of taking the time to go through all the possible passwords that could be in your open ledger, in your wallet. And so very few people would ever attempt to to use up that much energy and time trying to figure it out. It's just too much. And no computer yet. Maybe these quantum computers can do it. But the average person doesn't hold that kind of computing power. That makes the open ledger safe. It doesn't mean your password is secret. It doesn't mean your password is hidden. This is called offensive security. Defensive security, you hide everything. Everything's a secret. Secret passwords, secret hot signs, and all that. Offensive security is you throw out more information than they're willing to even look through. That's a waste of time. One of these pieces of information is the correct information, but you got thousands of pieces of information. And if you ain't got the fastest computer in the world on Earth, you could spend the rest of your life trying to find out somebody's password. Because it's there. Oh, yeah, it's an open ledger. Everything is there on that person. Getting to it is such a task that it makes it secure. That's why they call it blockchain a secure method of transacting smart contracts and the like. All right, that's offensive security. You throw stuff at them, lots of stuff, too much a burden to even try figuring it out. Your information is in there somewhere, but it's just too much to dig through. It's a waste of time. The problem with blockchain, guys, is simply this. Here's an example. Here's a real life example. Take it for what it's worth. A real life. I ain't making this up. Here's a guy who bought him some bitcoins way back when a bitcoin was $100, or $500 or $600 for a bitcoin. He bought a bunch of them because he thought bitcoin was really going to go off. It's really going to get him around banks, not having to use financial institutions, just doing secret transactions that nobody can tell what you bought, who you bought it from. You know, nobody keeps up with your... Nobody's watching every transaction you do. All your money is stored in the electronic, quote-unquote, wallet in the blockchain. And you have the key, a public key and a private key. You have the key to open up your wallet, see how much money you got, and make purchases. All right? And because it's offensive security, again, it's secure. Real life example. This guy who bought these bitcoins, this year, the bitcoin price went up thousands of dollars. If you paid $100 for a bitcoin, it was $60,000 for a bitcoin a couple of weeks ago. Maybe a month now. But a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was $60,000 for one Bitcoin. And if you paid $100 for yours years and years ago, Bitcoin been around 13 years. Years and years ago, and you just made cash money. Now, this guy who bought these Bitcoins at $100 or $500 or something like that, and now they're worth $60,000 each. This guy forgot his password. He forgot his password. It's been so long since he bought those Bitcoins years ago. When he got in on Bitcoin early on, when it was just a big experimental thing. Now it done blew up thousands of dollars worth. He's wealthy now. He's probably got millions of dollars because he got hundreds of coins and they're $60,000 a piece. But he forgot his password. It's been so long. He gets 5 attempts Is it 5 or 6, something like that, attempts at putting in the correct password before the computer locks him out? The computer will just assume this is some guy trying to break into this man's wallet. And so if you try that many times, the computer will, after about 5 or 6 tries, the computer will just lock you out. Boom. You'll never get in, right password or not. If you remembered it or not, that's over. This guy has attempted to get into his wallet to get at that thousand, that millions of dollars he probably has by now. He has tried the maximum. He had one more try left. One more attempt. If he get it wrong one more time, the computer locks him out. So he has all of this money in Bitcoin sitting there, had all this money before Bitcoin tanked. He had all this money in Bitcoin sitting there, and he couldn't get to it because he couldn't remember his password. Now, I want to tell you something about blockchain and Bitcoins and cryptocurrency. This is a good example, as a matter of fact. He got nobody he can call and say, hey, I got one more attempt left on my wallet. I can't remember my password, and this machine is going to lock me out. Can anybody help me? There is nobody to call when you invest in cryptocurrency and blockchain. I mean, if you're in a financial institution, you can go to the bank, identify yourself, et cetera, et cetera. But if you got a bank account or a credit card account, not only that, any password. My computer, my applications, my programs that have a login, they have username and password area for you to put in your username and password. But underneath all of that, they have another line that says, they have a question at the end that says, forgot password? Question mark. My computer has a line underneath the login that says, forgot password? It's a question. They ask you. And you can click. That's a hyperlink. You can click on that word, on that question, forgot password. If you click on that question, they will give you the opportunity to verify using another email address or another, or your cell phone. They'll give you several opportunities to verify who you are, and if that's successful, they'll let you establish a brand new password, and boom, you're in. Blockchain doesn't have that says forgot password. Blockchain doesn't have an office or building or a customer service that you can call and say, hey, look, I got millions of dollars in my wallet. I've tried all my passwords. If I try one more time, this thing is going to lock me out. What can I do? There ain't nobody to call if you got cryptocurrency and you in a blockchain. This guy is scared to, he's used almost maxed out on opportunities to log in with the correct password. If he screws it up one more time, when he tries to log in, if he gets it wrong, the computer locks him out. Good. Money gone. He might as well give that money. It's gone. It's sitting in his wallet. It's on the blockchain. But he can't get it. He's locked out. And there's no line underneath the login. See, he's got a public key and a private key. That's the way it works. And there's no line down there that says, oh, forgot password, forgot your public key, forgot your private key, question mark, just click here. They don't have that in blockchain. Or this dude would have clicked that a long time ago. He's got millions of dollars sitting in crypto in his wallet, and he can't touch it because he can't log in. Now, there's hackers, from what I understand. This is a real-life story, so from what I understand, there are expert hackers and computer guys who have offered him, who have said, let me try for you. Before you use up your last opportunity, let me take a shot at it. And there's some computer guys out there who may be able to come up with this dude's password. I don't know. But he hasn't, as far as I know, he hasn't accepted any of these computer hackers' offers to let them try. Still trying to remember what that password he set years ago when crypto was a few hundred dollars of coin. Now, 60,000 per coin. It was 60,000 per coin, and he can't get in. If he tries one more time and fails, they lock him out. And guess what? He can't call customer service. There is no customer service. And guess what? There is no little line down there underneath his login that says, hey, forgot your password? Click here. You have that. Your operating system has that. You know, so when you log in, or your applications that you have a username and password, most of your applications will have a little sentence, a question down at the bottom of your login that says, forgot password? Click here. It's a hyperlink. You just click that sentence, and boom, they help you figure other ways to get in to your account. Blockchain. Even though it's secure, guys, using offensive security, it's secure. Our banks wouldn't use it if it wasn't. It's secure. But ain't nobody, who you gonna call? Who you gonna call? A locksmith? You lost the key to your car? You can call somebody. A locksmith that will come and get you in your car. You lock yourself out of your house, you can call somebody that'll help you break that lock, get in that house. On the blockchain, who you gonna call? On the blockchain, you don't have forgot password. You don't have a message that says forgot password. If you did, this dude with millions of dollars in his wallet who couldn't get into his own account would have long clicked forgot password. He didn't have that option. So just when you think it was safe to go back in the water, just when you think blockchain had you covered, there's some things you have to watch out for. Forget that password and you screwed, because ain't nobody to call. Ain't no customer service. Ain't no forgot password message on your blockchain. You can sit there and watch your millions of dollars by, you know how many Bitcoins you got. When you see a Bitcoin going for 60 grand, you can just count how much money you got out there, but you can't get to it. So there's two kinds of security, guys. There's defensive security, secrets. Keep it secret. Don't let nobody see it. And then there's offensive security. Just throw so much shit at them that they'd have to dig so much to get it that it ain't worthwhile. And that's blockchain. That's your open ledger. Defensive and offensive security. They both got their problems, don't they? All right, I'm going to give you a little bit more music, guys. And when I come back, we're going to be in our call-in section. I'm going to give you out that call-in number. I'm going to be opening up my chat room. If you got any questions, any comments, any suggestions, anything like that, hysterical outbursts, I don't care. If you call me, you go straight online. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody hears my response. If you've got a question or comment, you can put it in the chat. I'm opening up my chat room, and I'll be monitoring that chat room. And so when I see your message, if there's a question or something there, I will address that question. No problem. This part of the show I set aside for you guys. I call it your time to shine. My lines are open. Let me give you a little music.
Thank you.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life, where we deal with all things that affect our lives, directly and indirectly. Difference is, we deal with these things from a revolutionary point of view. You see, revolution is just change, baby. That's all. The revolutionary knows that change is constant. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of that change. You see, when you're on the front of change, when it goes down, you might have something to say about what shape it takes when it lands. If you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have much to say about anything. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And we've been talking about your privacy. We've been talking about your secret. Y'all seen Cheaters, your secret. Y'all seen that movie Cheaters, that series Cheaters, right? Just when you think it was safe to go back in the water, somebody is watching you. There's surveillance cameras all over the street out there, guys. You can log into a street camera right now. There's a whole site of street cameras that you can log into right now. We have a special street in our street that tourists come to see. That street and the cameras on that street are available to you. You can log into that web camera on that street and watch the tourists go walking up and down the street. Well, those cameras are all over my town, not just on that street. They're everywhere. You know that. You got some privacy? You think so? The woman asked me if her phone was listening to her all the time. I assured her that if she has any device in her home or on her person that is voice activated, by definition, it has to be listening for your voice. So, yes. You're being listened for, and you're being listened to. I also told you, you don't cut those things. You are not the sole person capable of cutting on your mic or cutting on your camera or cutting it off. You are not. I told you that if you got a password, you ain't done. I don't care if you thought it up yourself. I don't care if you had a computer generated for you. You ain't the only person who knows your password. Of course not. How else can the computer verify that you just put in the right password if it doesn't know your password? How is that application you use to play games on, or that application you use to do work on, how does that application know what your username and password is? It must, to verify that you put in the right one. Because if you put in the wrong one, it will tell you that that is an incorrect password. how does it know what the correct password is? More people than you, that's all I'm saying, know what that password is. I don't care how good it is. I don't care if you thought of something weird to put in it. It doesn't matter. Somebody other than you are walking around with that password. Not only your password, but your username. If you put in the wrong username, it doesn't matter if you put in a good password. If the two don't match, and if somebody knows what that match is. I told you just now there's two kinds of security, offensive and defensive. Defensive security, secrets. Don't tell nobody. Offensive security, here's my information, plus a bunch of other information. Dig through all that stuff I just gave you, and somewhere in there is my information. It's just not worth it because there's too much to dig through. So it makes it secure that way until somebody comes up with a computing power or no. Blockchain is an open ledger. Your books are open. How much money you got, how much money you spent, how much money came in, your ledger, your accounts receivable and your liabilities and assets and all that good stuff is open. The book doesn't. Now, if you had a real ledger, you could shut the book if somebody looked over your shoulder. But on the blockchain, it's called open ledger. But they use offensive security. Very few people on this earth has the computing power right now to get into your ledger, so it makes it secure. It's not worth the time it takes to get in there and the computing power. And very few people can afford that. And so it makes it safe. But on the other hand, if you lose your passwords on the blockchain, your cryptocurrency might be on the blockchain. Well, if your cryptocurrency is on the blockchain and you lose your password to your wallet while your money is, they'll give you a couple of attempts at a password. After you go through the maximum amount of passwords, they will lock you out of your money. And ain't nobody to call, baby. You see, crypto is so crypto. If there is no customer service, you can't go to the bank. You can't go to your service provider. You can't go to your app provider and say, I forgot my password, but I can identify myself. There's nobody to call when you're in crypto, when you're in the crypto sphere, the blockchain sphere. Not only is there nobody to call, guys, no matter what application you got, even your operating system, when you log in with your username and password, if you forgot it, on most of our machines and our computers and software, there's a little note underneath your login that says, forgot password? It's a hyperlink. You can click on it. But it says, forgot password? Question mark. And if you click on it, it'll give you an opportunity to get in there in a different kind of way. It'll send you a message through another email or to your phone or something like that, a code that you could put in, and it'll let you establish a new password, and you're in. Blockchain, so Sphere, don't have that forgot password question. It ain't there. Lose your public and private key, or one or the other, or both, and your money will sit there. You can count it up if you want, just by knowing how much you got, and if you already know how much you got, you can count up if it goes up to $60,000 of Bitcoin, and you know you got 100 Bitcoins, do the math. But you can't touch that money. And ain't nobody to call. There is no forgot password link for crypto. I'm just saying, guys, it is secure to a fault, I would imagine, because there exists an example of a guy who's made millions in Bitcoin, but he can't remember his password. It's been so long now. He's tried every attempt he could. He's down to his last attempt before they lock him out for good. And he's scared to try it because if he get this one wrong, that's it. He'll never touch that money. You'll never see it. Security, that's offensive security for you. That's blockchain for you. That's crypto for you. Just keep that in mind. Ain't nothing to be worried about. Ain't nothing to be scared of. But you need to know it before it's too late. That's all. We've been talking about your privacy tonight. We've been talking about your security tonight. And I think you probably got the message. You're not private. And you're not secure. I told you, you used to have to dial into the internet. On a touch-tone phone, you could hear the sound over the phone, dee, 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 dialing a number. And then you'd hear that voice, that sound, that called a handshake. And then next thing you know, boom, you're on the internet. Welcome, sign comes up. Not anymore, baby. Not anymore. You're on the internet now. And you will be until you unplug that thing. And who does that? Who powers off their phone at night or when they're done with a call or whatever? Who does that? Some of y'all never cut your phones off. In fact, because I'm an IT guy, some of the tips I use is that if your cell phone is running slow or something like that, and you're short of storage and all this kind of stuff, oftentimes you can fix that by powering the thing off completely and back on again every now and then. Do that every now and then. Sometimes it'll make things run smoother on your cell phone. On your computer, they suggest you never turn it off and on. It just puts too much work on the system. And so they suggest you put your computer to sleep instead of cutting it off at night or when you're done. It's sleep. But it ain't off, baby. You're on the internet. And you got something going on in the background they call background services. And unless you know how to go look at that, and I can tell you how, but you can go look at that and you can see that that's things going down in the background and you don't even know where they are, what that is, and why it's gone. Privacy, your safety, your security. It's been compromised. Live like, behave like, you know it's been your privacy has been compromised, your security has been compromised. Proceed as though and you'll be okay. Proceed as though you're secure. Passwords are private. And you might have a rude awakening. I still got some time, guys. My lines are open. My phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And my chat is open. I will be monitoring the chat. Questions, comments, hysterical outbursts, it doesn't matter. I'll be here. This is your time to shine. Let me give you a little music. We'll be right back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life tonight, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you never know what the topic is going to be, guys. So if you're looking at my page right now, if you're at this program page, you will also see up in the upper right-hand, left-hand corner, a follow button. And you can click that button and it'll give you a heads up when we're live, when we're on the air. And you'll have a heads up on what the topic is going to be for that night. We also have another button right next to the follow button called a share. I told you, somebody asked me about their security. Is my phone listening to me, they said. Perhaps you know somebody else who has that question. They might want to listen to this presentation. Share it with them, please. This is revolutionary life, baby. This is about the things that affect our lives every day, but we look at them from a revolutionary point of view because the revolution is just change, right? But before we can make change, we need to be clear. We need some clarity. So around here, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. Revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change, not in the ass end of change. The reactionary wants to hold back change, but change is inevitable, isn't it? If there's one thing constant, they say, it's change. Thank you for listening in tonight, guys, because I want you to proceed as though you being seen, you being heard, you being listened to, you being watched. You got a tag on the back of your car, then you've been tagged. That police officer pulled around, that's sliding up behind you, knows everything he needs to know about that vehicle. If you have the proper tags on that, if you have your own tags on that, you're giving him information you didn't even know you were giving out. Do you know your tag number? They do. Do you know your VIN number for your vehicle? They do. And if they want to know about the person driving that vehicle, all they got to do is pull you over and ask for your license and registration. Do you know your license number? That number tells them things about you. It's your ID. ID is, of course, the abbreviation for what? Patient. They can identify you. They got your tags, baby. They know what they need to know about your vehicle now. When they want to know about you, they pull you over and say, let's see your license and registration. Now they done called that in. They've been surveilling you before there were cameras on the street, and now there's cameras on every street. You need to proceed as though you being listened. Because if you got a Alexa in your home, it has, in order to operate, it must be listening for you and listening to. So keep that in mind, guys. Don't be afraid. It's not about fears and doubts. It's about staying, keeping your finger on the pulse of change, and things have changed. It used to be you dialed into your internet. Now it's on when you own and when you're not. Proceed as though is the word for today. Proceed as though you have no secrets. You have no privacy. Ask Snowden about that. Even the government can't hide the shit. Ask WikiLeaks about that. Even the government can't hide their shit. And they got some of the best security out there. People are being hacked every day. Businesses are being hacked. Ransomware is out there. If the businesses and if the government can't stop from being hacked, what did you think about you, Joe Blow? with your little computer at home. You need to proceed as though. All right, we're running out of time, guys, so we got a few more minutes. A few more minutes. I'm going to go down and leave that line open for a minute. I'll be right back. In a revolutionary life, this is Gary. I've been your host tonight. I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. And again, I want you to remember that all of our shows are archived. So if you weren't able to catch this show in its entirety, in an hour from now, it'll be available on demand. If you scroll down our site, you'll see there's an on-demand section with all of our previous presentations archived there. And you can play either one by topic. They're there by topic. Pick the topic. Because we addressed everything that affects our lives from a revolutionary point of view. So you might want to check it out, even if you think you know the topic pretty well. I might be able to confirm some things you would already know. I might be able to drop some knowledge that you didn't have. And keep that in mind, because it ain't what you know, baby. It's what you don't know that'll trip you up. I want to thank you for listening in tonight. And we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which means we'll be here tomorrow night at 7. If you want a heads up when we're live, guys, you can hit that follow sign on my site, and you'll get a notification when we're laying it down up in here live. Also, right next to that follow button is a share button, man. There's a share button. If you ain't had somebody ask you the question they asked, this woman asked me, is my phone listening to me? If you've heard somebody ask you that question, if you've had it yourself, but it's certainly if you know others, you better share this. You better share this with your friends and relatives. And so that they have, so maybe they can proceed as though, which is the watchword for this show tonight, the takeaway. You need to proceed as though because you have no secrets. You ain't good enough. And you don't have the VPN, the virtual private network. You don't have the black, the dark web. You don't have the Tor browser. You don't have the ability to hide your shit. I'm sorry, you lost that a long time ago. You lost that a long time ago. I didn't tell you. So you need to proceed as though. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening in tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'm Gary. I'm your host. I'm going to take you out of here with some music tonight. And you have a wonderful evening. Good night, folks. Thank you.
Ending intro, was er